This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com. With your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter. We are going to finish up talking about the Murdaugh trial here in just a second. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, we are not giving legal advice. We are only talking about general topics of law and having a good time entertaining you. So do not take what we say as gospel truth, though. You can go back and see. We've predicted some pretty interesting things and interesting cases. We have some very interesting things about the Murdaugh trial that's going on in South Carolina. Go back to our RadioLawTalk.com, and you can click on any of our podcasts. We make them into podcasts, and they're on the main ones, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, all those main ones we have our podcasts on. And again, the podcast is only our live radio show. At least it's live many places, and then we just roll it into the podcast. We usually do case or no case, but we're not going to do that yet. We're going to put that off for a minute because we want to finish up on the Murdaugh trial, because we want it, while it's fresh in your mind, those of you who follow us and listen to us live, we want to talk about a few other things that are going on with the prosecution's case and their arguments about why Mr. Alex Murdaugh murdered his wife and his son, Paul. The interesting thing we want to get to also that we briefly touched on was their housekeeper that had came over, and we mentioned this last week, made dinner, is what she normally does, and as she made dinner, she leaves, and apparently when she came back, Mr. Murdaugh asked her to go back and clean up the house and go to the back door, come in the back door or side door, not in the front door, while this is an active murder scene, right? And while this is an active murder scene, she goes and does that and finds what's interesting, she said, has never been done in the history, is that the food is usually left on the table or left on the stove, wherever it is, and the Murdaughs don't clean it up. She cleans it up. And it had been like cellophane or whatever put over the top of the food, and she said that has never been done. The other interesting thing is she went to the master bedroom, and it looked like someone had taken a shower because it was wet outside the shower, like someone had stepped out of the shower.
Also, the wife Maggie's house coat was laid out, like her bed clothes were laid out together with underwear, as if Maggie was preparing for bed. And she testified that Maggie didn't wear underwear when she went to bed.
Yeah, because the reason she knows that is because she sets that, she as the housekeeper, she does that. She sets her clothes out. This is almost like royal South Carolina royalty. She sets the clothes out for the mom and does all that stuff. So that's some interesting things that are just, you know, like, interesting things. The other thing that's interesting is he talked to her after the murder, the murders, that is the housekeeper, and said, now, started asking her, cross-examining her basically about the clothes. Now, I was wearing the clothes I was that were in the, you know, or whatever. And she goes, no, you were wearing a blue shirt, you know, and it was different than what you were wearing on the video of the police camp. When the police showed up, they had the cameras rolling on the chest, and it showed him in a white shirt and stuff. And another interesting thing that was happening that I noticed, Todd's like, oh, that was pretty smart, Fred. You caught it. Watch that video, the police officer's camera when they first arrive, and Mr. Murdaugh is walking around the scene and kind of walking back toward the scene with his footprints everywhere, right? So if they try to argue, well, we saw your footprints at the murder scene, well, yeah, I walked down there and then I was walking all around it, the whole area, right? So that would be, I would be kind of like, stop, stay over here, you know, don't go down, you know, don't go walking around.
You know, and the defense is really taking the investigation to task on this. And this idea that, well, you didn't cordon off the scene, you're letting people come into the house, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. But you got to remember this, and Fred talked about this last hour when he was setting up the case. Alex Murdaugh's law firm has acted as essentially the prosecutor for this township and others in South Carolina for decades. And so when law enforcement shows up, they're showing up at the senior partner of the law firm, essentially at the DA's house. Now, I don't want to say that they were lax necessarily in their duties or anything, but there's a couple of things that you could maybe presume, and that is that, look, law enforcement officers, DAs, they do have a certain danger element to their job, and that I was a DA for 10 years. I was ticking people 15 years. I was ticking people off for 15 years while I was prosecuting. There's no shortage of people. I've had personal threats made to me and my family as a prosecutor. Even when I wasn't prosecuting huge crimes, it was the lower level stuff, but I still had that. And so when you show up and as a law enforcement officer, family members are dead, but the DA is there since I just got back, I mean, you could be thinking, oh my gosh, let's... This might be the last person you would suspect, as opposed to showing up at the house of somebody that you don't know, that's not involved in law enforcement, and now two people are dead, and the first person you see, you're thinking, okay, here's my first suspect, my first person of interest. And they may have treated this a little bit differently because of the status he had had as a essentially law enforcement guy for decades.
So he right. set that up well, but if the facts don't favor you, what do, Fred? You go after the cops, right?
I mean, yeah, so right? Here's another thing that I forgot to mention on Alex Murdaugh's side, on his side. Don't forget the housekeeper, Ms. Simpson, testified that, you know, he was wearing a blue polo shirt, and then she brought up all those other damning issues that could harm that was hurting Murdaugh in his case. But under cross-examination, she did say she cleaned his khaki pants that he was wearing at the scene when the police officer showed up, and she remembers the blue polo shirt. She doesn't remember if he's wearing khakis or not, but she said she did clean the khakis that he was wearing when the police showed up, and she didn't see any blood on that. But I think that must have been some new clothes. I think
there's something with the ATV. Because one of the things that was interesting was the ATV was there next to Maggie's body. And Maggie had some kind of impression on her leg that could have been the ATV. But yet they couldn't really rule out or put it in. But there's no discussion of why the ATV was there. And I think the ATV was there, so the defense now is going to claim there was another person that actually was present, and they ran away from the scene. They drove maybe on the ATV, but they ran away from the scene.
Well, and one of the things that would support possibly more than one person being there and participating in this are the fact that two different weapons were used. His son was killed with a shotgun, and his wife was killed with a rifle. And
an AR, wasn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, while they have been able to find, you know, where he slowed down and a cell phone was found in an area, they've never found the weapons that they believe that were used in these murders. And so that would tend to suggest two different people. They're using two different weapons, unless...
It's really hard, though. How do you overcome the evidence of him being heard in the background just minutes before the alleged time of when they were murdered, when he said he was not there, taking a nap and went over to his mom's house? I was not there, and yet you can hear him in the Snapchat video and or apparently the phone call. The other individual said they heard him in the background.
And also the evidence of him going to his mom's house.
Yeah, the timing stuff. So we're going to be back. We're gonna leave it. We'll talk about it next week, but Prince Harry and Meghan, this is really important stuff. We'll be back.
Oh, boy. Radio Law Talk will continue in just a minute. Don't go away. The
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat diet.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathrooms. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
Every 40 seconds, a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Running or not, we guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring these kids home safe.
Call 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, that's down. Are you serious?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Welcome back to our second segment of Hour 2, February 18, 2023, Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you have any questions or make any comments. You don't have to be on the air. Cal will just tell us what you said. But why people are here is probably the murder trial, but the second reason now, Cal, I'm going to say now is case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! A Murdaugh trial is spellbinding, but so is this. One of the most famous stories of medical error involves a surgery with a 300% mortality rate. We're talking about the famous surgeon whose name was Robert, a groundbreaker in surgery, becoming one of the first to wash his hands between every procedure, the first to change surgical aprons, and shaving in the area to be operated upon. He may not have known it at the time, but of course that saved a lot of post-surgical infection. Robert was very efficient. In an era before anesthetics, he could accomplish a proper amputation in about 1 minute, which greatly reduced the patient's pain. One day, Robert managed to perform an amputation within 2 minutes and 30 seconds. However, he focused so much on the speed that he slipped up badly. When he brought the knife down on the patient's leg, he amputated the leg and his surgical assistant's fingers. And then when he brought the knife back up again, he clipped the clothing of an onlooking elderly man. It didn't actually cut him, but apparently he thought it had. He collapsed from fright and died. So both the patient and the surgical assistant died of hospital gangrene, and the elderly man died from a heart attack, 300% mortality. The whole thing was so calamitous that the relatives of the surgical assistant summoned legal counsel, or the sublime rascals, the tongue paddlers, and split causes, as they were called in the Victorian era, to see if they could get compensated for the death of their loved one. Yes, they asked, in this highly risky era of surgery, was it a case or no case? And Fred, I think you're first on this one.
Yeah. Wow. This is a very interesting one that isn't something that I would normally think would be noted in some, but this is probably in the early 1900s.
Victorian era, late 1800s, early 1900s, post-Civil War, yes.
Wow.
I remember medical then was like flying an airplane was
right.
In those days. You know, every accident led to further innovation, right? But this was that 300% mortality.
That's, I think there was no case file. I think it's a scenario, but there's no case file. In the 1800s, not a lot of lawsuits were filed. Like nowadays, for sure, it would have been filed. But I think it's a scenario and no case.
Okay, fair enough. Todd Kuhnem, what do you think? If you were a surgical assistant and you got infection in your fingers and died, would you hope your relatives would sue for you afterward?
Well, no, I suppose maybe today.
Right.
But
right.
Back then, I agree with Fred. You didn't hear a lot about a lot of lawsuits that were originating on these kind of facts. I mean, like, I'm wondering about the, you're performing a surgery where there's an elderly onlooker.
I mean, a guy standing around watching.
I came in to clean the floors. I figured I might as well see what's going on. Oh my gosh. I think you got me. If things are so lax that they're not going to keep the elderly onlookers away, my guess is they're not too worried about lawsuits because they weren't filed that often. So I'm saying scenario, but no case.
But can you imagine these days a medical procedure in which three people died as a result of one person's action? There'd be a lot of lawsuits then, would there not? Denise, what do you think about this Victorian era case?
Well, Cal, maybe you're going to get some points.
Not likely.
Yeah, I have to agree with them. It could be a scenario, but it's not a case.
Would you like to get an extra point?
Sure.
You guys up on medical history? What's the name of Robert the surgeon? What was his last name?
What
do you have any idea? He really was a groundbreaking guy that started
disinfection techniques. I'm going to call him Jarvis.
Okay, Robert
that's
Jarvis.
The Jarvis Hart, but that's
Jarvis.
That's way too
right.
late.
Okay.
But,
Todd, want to take a guess?
Jarvis.
Robert.
Robert Antiseptica.
Good one.
I don't know.
Denise, do you have any idea?
How about Robert Machete?
Good one. Well, remember, in the Civil War, amputations were way too common, and the most common cause of death was not bleeding out. It was the infection thing.
Yeah.
And this guy said, well, maybe if I start, he really was very innovative in his time, to act quickly without anesthesia and then to try to avoid infection. His last name was Liston, and Robert Liston. And by the way, in case you're wondering, this family did not. No case.
Tell me about this, though. Tell me about it.
But isn't it interesting?
No, but tell me, tell me about the guy.
He just was one of those guys who practiced surgery in the Civil War, and he saw, and at the time when, if there were amputations, big battle, the doc would use the same knife, they would use the same apron, they wouldn't even wash their hands. And he started thinking, well, maybe there's a connection between the serology here, you know, the blood. And
right.
And so he started doing that, didn't know why. And eventually, you know, bacterial theory was developed, and
wow.
You know, he worked out well. Next hour, I have a really good... We go to Hollywood for the case of a guy named Michael, who was a very busy actor and ran afoul of his producers because he got sick. That's next time on... Case or No Case. Now back to Radio Law.
Well, I know, you, Cal, you wanted to finish the Case or No Case as quick as possible because you're so excited to hear
well, it's a good one.
About Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That you're like saying, well, talk, I gotta
can get you hold me back on my excitement level?
Yeah, yeah. And so, like I said, the like I care is my first comment about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So, Meghan Markle's sister, and it's a half-sister, Samantha, all right? So don't forget, during the if you go back to the history, the father of Meghan Markle did not go to the wedding. And also, Meghan and Harry have denounced some part of their... What do they denounce? The
whole royal family system, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well,
what
no. They denounced their royal duties.
Their duties, royal duties.
Yeah.
Come back here. There's issues probably going on. There's so much going on with those two. But anyway, long story short, Meghan has a tendency to mention some things about her ex, her half-sister, that Samantha's saying are not true. And she sues Meghan Markle for defamation. So we're going to talk about that defamation case and what the latest rulings are. Interesting. They're for Samantha. We'll be back.
As Fred said, stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up, right here. All you have to do is stay tuned, and the program will continue.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251.
USA News Update. The White House pledges federal resources to East Palestine, Ohio for as long as it takes following a toxic train derailment. Federal resources from the EPA, CDC, and other agencies have been deployed to the town to help with water and air quality testing. Governor Mike DeWine says there are no signs of contaminants.
We've gone into hundreds and hundreds of people's houses to test that air. It's good.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Department of Transportation is working to get to the bottom of what caused the February 3rd wreck and promised to hold the train's operator accountable. Some residents say they've developed rashes, sore throats, headaches, and nausea after being allowed back home. One week after a hospital stay, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman has voluntarily checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment for clinical depression. An aide says he could be there for a few weeks. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Boys are weird. Are you serious?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, so how does defamation case come about of Samantha Markle, which is the half-sister of Meghan Markle, who is Prince Harry's wife, you know, and they've got a couple of kids who, by the way, they said, oh, they left England, merry old England, and they moved to the United States, Los Angeles area, and they kind of have been all over the news. They were on Oprah Winfrey, and she, Meghan Markle, makes some statements that are, I'm going to say, you know, if they're true, they're true, but don't paint a good picture of Samantha and make her, and it makes her look bad. And so Samantha's suing her, saying this is the following, you know, the basic things. And here's a quote that she has demonstrably false and malicious statements that she made to a quote worldwide audience. So including the interview with Oprah Winfrey, they're arguing that she basically promotes the false rags to royalty narrative. Is what she's saying. She fabricated how her life went from her royal family in the worldwide media, from rags to riches. And you said what, Todd?
Just imagine. You know, take the movie Cinderella, okay? And at the very end, it says, and they all lived happily ever after. What we're seeing here is, imagine that this is all of the litigation that takes place after she marries the handsome prince. The stepsister, well, I wasn't that bad. The mother, I wasn't. You're the one. You're projecting your own inadequacies on me. And that's what I feel like we're watching here.
Yes.
It's essentially Samantha is trying to say that Meghan Markle tried to put out this Cinderella type rags to riches. It almost sounds like Samantha's saying, no, you might be the one that married the prince, but your attitude is more like the wicked stepmother and the stepsisters.
Well, I mean, what she's getting into is Samantha's basically everything that Samantha says, or not everything, many of the things she says, Meghan Markle says, oh, that's not true. First of all, Meghan says there was no relationship. Basically, I haven't even basically seen her or talked to her since she was 20. And that Samantha's a high school dropout, you know, and that all types of things that Samantha's, again, these are all allegations by Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
And she's brought the civil lawsuit, and we're going to tell you why this is important. She said this has harmed her. Melissa said it's made her look bad across the world stage. But here's an example. This is something that Meghan Markle said. She goes, "I don't know," talking about Samantha, the half sister. "I don't know your middle name. I don't know your birthday. You're telling these people you raised me and you coined me as Princess Pushy." this is a funny thing, you know. I had a fall, and she goes, Meghan Markle says, "I didn't have a fallout with you. You can't have a fallout with someone that you're not close to, you know." And so now the dad's coming in and saying, you know, dad's in his 70s. I think he's 78. I think his name's Thomas. "Excuse me, I'm willing to testify." And he's going to come in and testify. I think it's not going to be good for Meghan. And he's going to say, because he's saying he's thrilled to come in and defend his daughter, Melissa. And he's going to come in and say, you know what, that's true. I think I read one article that said they're kind of telling Meghan, You better settle this thing.
Well, and that's kind of what prompted this to be on our radar in this episode of Radio Law Talk, is that Meghan Markle was subpoenaed to be deposed in this case. And she, through her attorneys, filed an objection citing, what was it called here, that wanted to stay because it was because of unusual circumstances that they wouldn't be able to testify.
High standard required.
Yes. The judge says, yeah, no, you have to sit for that deposition. So I think this is what puts Meghan Markle in a bit of a pickle. I mean, she made statements to Oprah. She may have put statements into a book. Now, none of those statements are under the penalty of perjury. I mean, you don't raise your arm and swear that you tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth when Oprah Winfrey's interviewing you. But you do when you get deposed. And so now the question here is, I mean, it's like playing poker. Are you going to double down on the things that you said to Oprah that your sister is claiming are not true? Because if you do, if you really stick with those, and she's got evidence to disprove those things, now it's not just defamation because you said something to Oprah, but you also perjured yourself in testimony.
It has to be held out in a bad light. And the things she said are so minute. I mean, you have to stop and think. She is definitely young. Megan's a lot younger than Samantha. And Meghan was raised, her parents divorced when they are separated when she was two, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was raised by her mother until she was nine, and then she went, and her dad raised her while her mom pursued a doctor's. And so it looks like the timing is such that by the time she went to her dad's full time, Samantha may have already emancipated.
Well, Samantha is claiming that she basically helped raise her, and that's what her argument is. And the damages are, she's saying that she is been defamed enough that it's caused her to be, you know, criticized worldwide.
But this is the thing that I think that Meghan Markle really needs to be cautious of and hopefully get good counsel, and I'm sure she's getting counsel from a team of lawyers and everything. While it's true that whatever the sister is saying might be not rise to the level of something that's very material or hurting her, if Meghan Markle goes in and it's proven that she lied in a deposition, and they've got now, you lied in a deposition, and they could prove that from this lawsuit. The legal entanglements of people of high power and in authority and stuff like that never go away. And the next lawsuit that comes down where she says, no, that didn't happen, they're going to be trotting out depo testimony that's not true if it turns out to be not true. And I see her lawyer saying, look, given the risk that this could have down the road, you're really better off trying to reach some sort of a confidential settlement than to go through all of this, because this could really blow up badly later on down the line for you.
Well, guess what? We didn't even say, I think the most important part, Meghan's not only being deposed, so is Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Harry's
right.
going to be deposed, too. Harry's like, Harry's going, oh, my gosh. So, and they're apparently doing pretty well. They're out here to make, to be in Hollywood and make money in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, but that's...
And how can they be in Hollywood, Fred, without being involved in a lawsuit? Isn't that just part of being in Hollywood?
Well, as part of being Hollywood is we wouldn't have anything to talk about if they didn't have this happen.
Well,
so
there you go.
I appreciate this, and I'm sure the world is ignoring the Murdoch trial that we're talking about and just honing in on Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Because I don't care, but I have to talk about it because of Radio Law Talk.
Well, she, Samantha, was there's a 16-year difference.
Nice. A 16-year age difference.
Correct. So by the time that Meghan got to her dad's house, Samantha was already emancipated and on her way. But the thing is, Samantha does have a master's degree.
Wow. Well, Samantha could have been... At that still stay. Don't forget, kids still stay at the house. I don't know, or comes
not back in those days.
I don't know.
We moved out as soon as we could.
I guess we don't. But we don't know what happened here. We don't know if Samantha was living there because Samantha's trying to claim, according to Meghan, which is not true, that she helped raise her.
Right, which would be offensive to somebody if that was not true. Mm-hmm. That would be offensive to somebody.
I'm just waiting for Samantha to come out and say,
"Sorry, go ahead." I thought I was talking and I pushed me, you instead of I, and I apologize for my bad.
Oh, yeah, so I was waiting for Samantha to come out and also claim, and I also taught the birds to sew her clothes, and the dog talked, and we turned a pumpkin into a carriage.
Scrubbed the fireplace on my hands and knees,
yes.
The whole thing.
Was it my fault she had one foot smaller than the other? That's why she kept losing her shoe? Come on!
back to
Radio Disney Talk.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk about the PGA versus the LIV, which is a Roman numeral, what that is. And we're going to talk about a really bizarre lawsuit against the jail in Alabama. Bizarre. When we come back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the program will continue on many great local radio stations coast to coast. And we thank you and also live always and at no charge at RadioLawTalk.com.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, Radio Law Talk. Have you outgrown your health?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's no fun.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
I like the dope in the middle of it. Hey, you know, we're going to get, like I said, we're getting in this weird Alabama jail lawsuit and the PGA Tour and LIV golf suit. We just finished the Meghan Markle and Melissa Markle. Melissa Markle bringing a defamation lawsuit against her hat. Yeah. Yeah, but we wanted to really quickly just scoot this in here. We got an article. We read an article. I don't know. Who is this from? Do you know who this is from? I'm going to look at it and give them. I can't remember. That talks about some of the well-known. Let's not talk about it because I don't know who this is.
Talk about the showbiz lawsuits. Yeah, Denise sent the article. I don't know where she got it, but I know it came from Denise, as I recall.
I don't know.
You know the source on that, Denise?
Yeah. I Googled Hollywood lawsuits.
Well, Google, okay.
I don't know. Anyway, it talks about some of the top, most memorable defamation lawsuits, but let's not talk about it. Let's move on. Let's see. So what happens in Alabama? There's an individual by the name of Anthony Mitchell. Goes by Tony. He's had some mental issues, according to his family. He's had some drug issues, according to his family. And so what happens is he's arrested. And he's taken to a jail in Alabama, and apparently they're worried about suicide. And when there's a suicide issue in Alabama, apparently, I'm not saying all of them, but apparently in this jail, what they do is they keep them naked so they can't harm themselves. And this individual had no clothes on, and they put him in a freezer, kind of sat him down and tied him up, or I don't know if they tied him up or somehow put him in the freezer to sit there, and it's the jail's kitchen walk-in freezer, and for an extended amount of time, and then as some sort of weird punishment, and then let him out, and he put him in his jail cell, and he was dying as he's sitting there. They even had the jail cell open. while they kind of walked by and looked at him. And it wasn't for about 5 hours after that they finally called, you know, some 911 or a doctor. I think it was 911, and they took him to the emergency room. And the emergency room said, this guy's body temperature is 72 degrees, and he dies. So the family brings a lawsuit against the jail, and here's the interesting thing. How did they know this happened and all these details occurred? It was because of another corrections officer that apparently was suing the Walker County Sheriff's Office because she was terminated after she shared videos. By the way, she's bringing it. She shared the videos to the relatives and showing the abuse that he was, and she was fired for that. And I believe there's a lawsuit going on because of that. But she kept the stuff and said, this is ridiculous, gave it to the family, and now this lawsuit's going on. So, the lawyer, obviously the lawyer's like, this is the worst case of inmate abuse I've ever seen, their attorney says. But, if this is true, which it sounds like it may be, or at least, you know, again, innocent until proven guilty, we're going to find out what happened. You know, because they have videos, a lot of this stuff. The evidence isn't just what a statement. And those jails, they have a lot of video. So if that happened, they put them in the freezer.
I think she's got a good wrongful termination case.
She does. Because she's a whistleblower, right?
Right.
And there's whistleblower cases, too, they can bring. So that's what's happening in Alabama. Do whatever you can not to... if you ever get arrested, they go, you know what? It's a little warm in here. Do you mind if we just put you over here in the refrigerator?
We're going to cool you down.
Cool you down a little bit? Do you mind? And you're like, yeah, I mind.
Now, is it just me, Fred, during the Murdaugh case, did you hear the old Vicki Lawrence song, Don't Trust Your Soul to No Backwoods Southern Lawyer? Did that ever come into your mind?
No, it didn't. I think that was right around our era.
Yeah, the night the lights went out in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I was watching this documentary the other day on Alcatraz. And Alcatraz, for as bad as it was, one thing they were known for was that the inmates always had warm, hot showers. They always had to be able they never hurt or for being cold. They were always given blankets, they were given warm showers and stuff like that. And the reason why was because if anybody ever tried to escape, it would exacerbate the difference in temperature of the bay. They didn't want anybody getting used to cold weather and cold, so that if you got into the frigid waters of the San Francisco Bay, maybe you'd have a better chance. They want you warm, so when you get in, that shock takes your breath away. So,
side note, I watched there's a really great documentary on the Alcatraz, the three people who escaped,
yep.
Where they think they've proven that they survived and lived and were in Brazil. They actually have pictures of them in Brazil. And they actually did all these photo analysis, and the investigator, there's still an investigator on that case. So I believe it was 1963 they escaped. They still, it's an open case going on. And they think the brothers have died, but there's pictures of the friend that said, look, I've been there and seen them. Here's a picture with them. And he walked through and told them how they did it. It was very interesting how they made these little rafts
out of rain, the very stuff Thomas talked about, out of rain gear.
They made these little rafts, and apparently they hooked on, and in the middle of the night, how they got out, they dug it and made a little mask, and they talk all about it. You go to Alcatraz, and it's like part of the tour is to talk about those guys escaping, but apparently as the guards come in and out, they come in on the boats, they hooked up, they were missing long extension cords and stuff. They hooked up to the boat, is what this individual told the family once the family finally brought it up, and kind of towed them out there. And there was another boat out there waiting for them that picked them up and took them off to safety. And they headed to Brazil and lived a normal life as farmers in Brazil.
Sounds like Hitler.
Maybe he was involved. Huh?
Hitler? No, there's a very good documentary that shows that he got in those submarines. And he got out through Portugal, and he went all the way down to South America because he found the submarines at the top of South America, and that he lived for a very long period of time.
That's speculation.
Was Elvis
well, they,
there?
They actually found like some of his crystal in China in a cave down there, which could only have come from him. It was his personal stuff, and it was like there's a lot of things.
Well,
So.
So the theory is that when the forces were closing in on him and all the valuables you want to put in your absolutely essential go bag, right? Well, don't forget the crystal and the china. That's got to go in the go bag.
It just had to go in one of the three submarines.
Well, yes.
Well, this is all speculation, by the way. That's why we give you the disclaimers on Radio Law Talk.
Was Elvis Presley there? I'm just wondering.
Elvis was there. And who else? Oh, John F. Kennedy's...
And the JFK assassin.
The assassin was there. Guy was there.
Oh, yeah. Now, that might be a new record. How long did it take us to go from a case originating in a cold Alabama jail to ferreting away war criminals from World War II
and Alcatraz.
And Alcatraz. Wow.
Wait, UFOs, Fred. Might have been taken there by UFOs. Think of this.
Yes.
Especially now with all the balloons around them.
We got a lot of those things out there.
Well, you know, because they always say that UFOs look like Tic Tacs. Which looks a lot like a submarine.
Sounds a lot like TikTok.
Oh, well.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. We get started on... What is LIV Golf? Okay, so that's the first thing. Everybody knows the PGA Tour. They dominate golf. The LPGA and the PGA, which includes the the seniors tour too.
Yeah, they're the big leagues.
But LIV Golf means something very interesting. It is a competitor coming in by very wealthy Saudi or Bahrain. I can't remember which
Saudi
money that is starting this new golf club that is competing with the PGA, and some big names are jumping over. Guess what? There's lawsuits now against the PGA trying to claim that they are what? They have what?
Monopoly.
Monopoly, that's exactly right. And so we'll be back, we'll talk about that and tell you what LIV means.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up at 6 minutes after next hour on many great local radio stations and on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned as the show continues.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.